My name's Jack Griffin, and I don't want to be here. I'm living in my dead mom's apartment while teaching advanced placement biology. I am an award-winning philosophy scholar, but here's the deal. We're not going to do any biology in here.
Are you seriously never going to teach us biology at all?
Maybe Pablo Picasso can come in and teach driver's ed.
I got to tell you, I love this new show. It's called AP Bio, and the creator of AP Bio, a former Saturday Night Live writer, cast member, and former Chicagoan for a while, right? Michael O'Brien.
Hey.
Mike, how are you?
9 years I was in Chicago.
Boy, one more year and you could have won something. You came so close. We love a good Picasso joke, Mike, and that clip had a great Picasso joke in there.
I know. It's a little hack. It's a go-to thing. Everyone's joking about Picasso nowadays.
I have a love for Always Sunny in Philadelphia, and Glenn Howerton is just a jerk. And when I heard he was going to be on this new show, I had to check it out. I absolutely love the show. Mike, couldn't wait to tell you that.
Thank you so much. I was so excited to hear that you guys wanted to talk and everything. You know, there's a little bit of a junket, or that, I don't know if that's the word, but that NBC has me going through, and for your listeners, at least, this is not part of it. This was a direct connection to hometown people, so I was excited.
Oh, good. We're very glad to hear this. All right, so talk about the inception of the show. How did it all come to be?
I wrote it my last year of writing for SNL as sort of a... I was hoping to move to LA and begin a new chapter of comedy stuff. And so I wrote this pilot that was, you know, just kind of, it was two things, really. It was messing with that opening monologue that you guys just played some of, which was just a monologue I was going to do live. And then it became the show. But I used to perform a lot based from my time in Chicago, and I was still doing that in New York, and also kind of playing with the idea of Midwest versus snobby East Coast. He's a East Coast hotshot who came from Toledo, and then he gets fired and has to go back and is dealing with that.
And he got fired for like a strange reason that we don't know much about, and I don't need to know much about it. I just know that I get to use the word nemesis when I was describing this show to my
nemesis.
Husband. It's like, well, he's out to get his nemesis, Miles. And they all looked at me and said, nemesis? And I said, yes.
Yeah, I don't remember if it got cut down or a lot or what, but he is, you know, presents his like... PhD thesis at Harvard, and they're just like, no, that's not good. And he wrestles one of the guys and loses as an elderly Harvard guy.
Right.
And so he loses his job over that. He's a version of any of us with a little bit of a temper on our worst day.
Did you base this on a teacher that you may have had at some point, Mike?
Not really.
No?
I it really is, like I say, kind of a version of myself when I'm being immature. Because the nemesis and everything is actually a really nice guy that he just is doing well.
Yeah.
His nemesis is doing well in the exact same field, and he's the exact same age and gender as the lead. And so that's what makes him a nemesis. If, you know, anyone has ever been jealous of someone having a hot year as a morning DJ or whatnot. And
right.
If you're stalling out in your career for a minute, then you can get kind of immature about this person or that, even if they're really nice.
All right. So Patton Oswalt, who is working like crazy, plays the principal and does it in just such a sweet way. He really is so good in this.
He is. And I truly didn't know all the things he was doing until I was working with him, and then every billboard I drove by was like, also, Patton Oswalt is this. And I'm like, he is? Is he coming to work today? He's doing a lot. But he's so sweet and so funny. I mean, I knew him as a stand-up more than all these acting roles that he's great at, but I was a big fan of his stand-up. So anytime I'm like, Patton, do you have a joke for this or that? He always does.
The kids are great on this show. Glenn Howerton is in charge of this class. The kids are really fantastic. They were casted quite well.
Thank
Although
you,
they look older than high school kids, I got to tell you.
Most of them are like 40. I genuinely don't know what their age is, but we cast all over 18 so that we can legally work them to death. But
right.
But they all surprised me and were even better than, because to audition them, we had to just use lines from the pilot. So they all auditioned with like one or two lines.
Yeah.
And then by now, you know, we've aired 10 episodes, and once we figured out that they could act, we started giving them more and more, and they ended up having whole episodes about
them. They're really funny.
So, Mike, I grew up with Welcome Back, Kotter. I'm still not as old as the actors who played the Sweat Hogs on that show, so don't feel bad at all.
Yeah, I feel like all the 80s movies I grew up on had like 31-year-old guys being like, I just want to lose my virginity.
Right. I know.
Creator of AP Bio, an NBC show that I am loving, Mike O'Brien on the line with us. I do have a problem. AP Bio, the teacher comes on and he explains, you know, you do what I say and you'll all get an A. Who don't they have to take an AP test?
They do, and hopefully we get a season two. So we have season one ending at Christmas break of the school year, and so that's a couple episodes from now, and that's the end of season one. And season two would end with the, you know, end of the school year, May, whatever, and they would have an AP test, and we'll find out if they get into colleges and graduate and everything.
Because I'm wondering about the test. It's like,
sure,
you can't just give them an A. They
right.
have to actually take a test.
Yeah. Mike, when you create a show like this, though, do you have to figure out a timeline like that? Do you have to present that to the network or keep it in your head to know how the time will advance?
Yeah, kind of both. Like halfway through the writing process, I'd assumed 1 year of TV should be 1 year of their school year.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And we came up with this kind of slower stretching it out, actually, because we were loving the kids, and we were like, well, they've ordered 13 episodes and then all these kids go away. And that was my general plan, was that every season you would get rid of all the students and get all new ones. But it's such a big part of the show that everyone likes so much, and we could tell that was going to be the case. So we were like, well, maybe let's at least make it to seasons per one school year. Try to get the most out of our time with these actors, and you know, we can maybe even find reasons they don't go away after.
Right.
Splunk people.
Just to see if people are paying attention, Mike, you should have the kids from Glee in for an episode just to see if anyone notices.
Just have them pass in the hall.
Yeah,
like,
right.
Isn't that the guy?
Do that. That's very funny.
That would be funny. All right. And I've been paying attention to every episode. And Jack, the lead character, always whips an apple into the garbage can. What is the significance of that? He never makes it.
It's true. And I overanalyzed. I had nothing else to do my whole 2017. So I've broken all this down, and yeah, it is his emotional state is kind of shown by how he throws the apple, and so he makes it once later on when it seems like everything is finally going his way. Of course it isn't, but yeah, he misses the first 40 times he lobs it in that direction, because it's a embodiment of his frustrations.
I have a Saturday Night Live question for you, if you don't mind. Since you've left the show, and the show has always been very political, no doubt about it, but with Trump's White House, it's become front and center on the show. Do you wish you were there for that, or are you glad you're not there for that?
Glad I'm not there for that. For just personally, my comedy style was never that, and so I was there for one election year, and I hated that. I was like, I can't imagine now sitting down and being like, okay, let's see, Rosenstein, Comey, and just being like, oh God, I hate this type of, I hate writing that type of comedy. When it's done well, it's really fun and great, and I like watching it, but I was always what's known as the 5-to-1 sketches, meaning 12:55 a.m. sketch was my sweet spot. I wanted that weird one at the end of the night that everyone's asleep for. But
often the funniest, Mike, it's the funniest sketch of the night, yeah. Always, you know?
Yeah, that was always my favorite. I know the show has to do singing and dancing and politics, and those, when I was at I.O. and Second City in Chicago, were the areas I hated. So I always just wanted the weird stuff.
Well, I also, as we were doing research before you came on, I'm just wondering if maybe you will suggest that we all go get our moles checked at the dermatologist. Should we do that?
Yes, absolutely. Every 3 months, if you're an Irish Catholic from Beverly or any of those areas, maybe every hour, actually, if you're that, and every 6 months, if you're anyone else.
Some pretty severe, those scars have healed nicely. You were diagnosed with melanoma. When was this?
This was August, less than 2 years ago. So whatever that would be, a year and a half ago about.
And everything's going well with that? Some serious surgery.
Yeah, it was very scary. My uncle passed from melanoma at like 21 years old.
God.
So we definitely have it genetically, and it was in my cheek, and it took two surgeries to get it out. In seven, they didn't want to take too much. It was right by my eyelid. So it was scary, but they also took out a lymph node in my neck to see if it had spread, and it hadn't. So I was very lucky, and they said, we've got it all, and just go back to checkups, and we're sorry about your face. This is how it looks now, and so that's all right.
You're alive.
Still breathing.
That's not
wow.
an exact conversation, but yeah.
All right, so do you tell everybody to go get mole checks? Because I'm overdue.
Yeah, honestly. And they're always like, you know, have you been checking yourself and everything? And I'm like, yeah, but nothing. I find things so weird. I'm like, that freckle looks weird on my leg. And when you go in, they're like, no, that's fine. That's nothing. But this was just a little red bump that was just not changing or going away. So I'm not a good self-checker. So, yeah, I go in constantly. And in this case, it saved my life. The next place it would have traveled after my neck would have been my lungs. So you got to go.
All right, well, take it from Mike O'Brien. Go get a mole check today. And while you're at it, tune in to AV Bio.
Yeah, good tie-in, Wendy. Well
I know,
done.
What a great segue.
That was
huh?
excellent.
I'm glad
you're done with that, go watch comedy.
Right.
I'm so glad you took the time to talk to us. I love new shows and AP Bio. I have to be honest with you. I'm not sure the night of the week it's on because I DVR it. Is it Thursdays on NBC?
Yeah, it's Thursdays at 8:30, but yeah, who watches TV like that? It's also on Hulu and NBC.com.
Mike, next time you're in town, please come by. We'd love to meet you.
That'd be really fun. Thank you guys so much.
It's Mike O'Brien, everybody. The show is AP Bio. It's on whenever you want. That's how TV works now. Thanks so much, Mike. Take care of yourself.
Thank you, Mike.
Thank you, guys. Take care.
All right, thanks. A nice man, that Mike O'Brien.
It's super funny
show.
Yeah,
very funny. All right, we'll take a quick break, and then there's more of us, Bill and Wendy. Stay here. It's WGN.